When they picked those, when you had sharecroppers, they had every sharecropper would have a cotton house, and he picked it, he got a bale of cotton, then he'd get a wagon and load it in the wagon and haul it to the gin.
Hmm.
But each one of them had a cotton house.
Hmm. Talking about a wagon, what do you call that thing, those things that come back that the traces were hitched to?
Trace chains? Oh, the single tree?
Yeah, okay. And then if you had two mules, you...
Double tree, there's a single tree and double tree.
In a wagon, you'd hold on to the...
Reins.
To the reins, okay.
And the hames had a collar on, and hames, and then the... Of course, when they really... Now, most of like the mules we had, though, they... Or, well, you wasn't doing too much, but... Well, really, where they were going to do much pulling and all that, they put what they call breeching on.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the belt, the leather comes back behind them. They where if they wanted to back up, you can't hardly back up without breeching.
Yeah. What about the sort of, let's see, the thing that ran down the middle of the wagon, that was the...
Tongue,
okay.
And back through from the front of the wagon to the back of the coupling pole.
Yeah. When you got a horse and you want to get him up to a buggy, what did you do?
I don't know. You just hitch him up.
Yeah.
We had a buggy there for a while when Jan, our girl, was a young girl and used to go out and riding in the buggy with her.
Yes, sir.
Joanne's dad found this old buggy, and it was a pretty good buggy, and we had a lot of fun in that thing. Of course, these buggies had gone then, but he happened to find somebody had one, this old one.
You back him in between them?
I can't even think what you call the thing. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the two things in the buggy.
Yeah, well, yeah, they go on either side of the horse.
Shaft.
What do you call them, Joanne?
Rails?
No, you know, like on a wagon, you know, you got the... tongue, but like on a buggy, that thing that you put the horse in the middle of there between, I don't even know what you call it.
You say you're doing what? Your
hooking him up, but I'm not as familiar.
Did he have something he wore over him? The
back band, that's what you think about going across his back?
Yeah.
See, it goes from the trace chains, it hooks onto the trace chain and goes up over his back. That holds a trace chain.
Yeah. What about something that, a mule might wear over them, you have, you know, when you're working them.
Well, that was the same thing as if any of them would have that back band.
Yeah. You know what, a harness?
Yeah, that's part of a harness. Of course, in the harness, it'd be leather. But now, like we used on mules, it was a big wide thing. It went over, it was made out of cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But on this, like regular harness and the breeching and everything, they had a leather thing went across the top of them there.
I see. Did you ever, when you broke the ground early in the spring, you say you doing what? You do that with a...
Well, you had a turning plow, really, usually when you, if you were using mules and things, you used a turning plow breaking the land.
Did you ever see...
You used four mules. They had a four up then.
Four?
Yeah, I had four mules pulling that.
Whoa. Now, when you had four mules, what would each one of them be? What'd you call the mule that walked in the fur, maybe?
I don't know. They'd all just depends on... Goes now, it depends on what you were doing. Goes like if you were planting cotton back, they used just a single cotton planter when they were using mules. And or, of course, they did have two row planters, too, though. But I don't know what you're talking about when you I'm not, you have to word now, I don't know.
Yeah. The trenches cut by the plow was the...
In the furrow?
Okay. When you're using two mules,